great line from Ike in Tombstone when he looks at Wyatt Earp and he says, I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon. I wonder if the Rangers and Yankees are kind of looking at each other like, maybe not soon, but I'll see you again. Mike Jensen, do we think that when you get a sense of bigger series early in May, that maybe you start looking ahead to October a little bit? I wonder if the Yankees and Rangers might match up somewhere down the road.
They might. I don't think there's really any impetus on it so far here in May. However, a couple of series that are front and center, and one in particular is that Reds and that Cubs series, because of how dominant the Cubs have been here at home. Again, another late lead that the Reds had that they could not get across the finish line, and the beneficiaries end up being the Chicago Cubs. So now you kind of look at where that series finale ends up today. And again, Rhett Lauder, come on down, man. You better come with it here. Shohei Imanaga has been absolutely fantastic for where the Cubs have been so far this year. And I think this is one series that we may look back on. Reds entering the week in first. They're now in last and five games back of a Cubs team that stands at 25-12. All of a sudden, 3.5 games ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. Couple of places already in pocket for me. Matinee affair out west in the desert. Low-scoring affair for the Pirates and the Diamondbacks behind an absolute gem from Paul Skeens and a 1-0 win yesterday. I think we do see some runs here today, Dave. We're going to play the Pirates and the Diamondbacks over 8.5 at minus $1.41. Mitch Keller getting the ball today for the Buccos. The Pirates have come and swing it in support of him. How about averaging nearly 5 runs of support in those Mitch Keller starts? And Dave, 9 total runs have been scored combined in his last 3 consecutive starts. Something to factor in there. On the Arizona side, they are 17-11-2 to the over in non-divisional games. And so a trend that may get back on the right side of things here in our over 8.5 play in that series finale at Chase Field. We talked with Greg Peterson earlier in the show. You and I have been kind of looking at ways to exploit the Nationals pitching staff. We got a good one here in the nation's capital to do so in a matinee series finale today. The Nationals, the best team in the National League to the over, 23-12-2. Jake Irvin going to get the start. How about, Dave, 3 home starts for Jake Irvin this year? There has been at least 6 runs or more scored by the opposition in all 3 of those Jake Irvin home starts at Nationals Park. Even better, Simeon Woods Richardson, who will get the ball for Minnesota this afternoon. Last 2 starts have been bumpy for him too. He's allowed 10 total runs in those 2 outings. Let's play the over 9 and the Twins and Nationals game at minus $1.15. Those 2 plays in pocket so far to start our daily diamond slate.
Getting back to the Cubs and the Reds here, because, you know, you go back 6 games ago and the Reds were in first place. And now 6 games later, they're tied for last place. That's how tight this division is. They're at 20-17, tied with the Buccos, ironically, for last place. But I don't know how much stock you put into run differential, but 3 teams are in the green in that division. Of course, with the Cubs at plus 45, it's the Brewers at plus 46 that have the best run differential in that league. And then the Pirates at plus 23, Cardinals just a little bit underwater at minus 1 run, and the Reds at minus 25. Jensen, how much stock do you put that as a forecaster of what might be coming?
Yeah, it's something we always look at, and one, too, to remember that we talked about earlier in the week is the expected win-loss record there versus the actual win-loss, and that expected win-loss is predicated off of those runs scored versus runs allowed, thus getting to the run differential. It made me think real quickly of not only how St. Louis has started. They should be 18-18 right now at a minus 1 run differential. They're 21-15. We look at teams too. The record against teams above 500. I do put some stock in where St. Louis is at. They're 7-2 against teams with a better than 500 record. Let me go back to the Yankees, who are 1-5 against teams with a better than 500 record. Yet the team chasing them, the Tampa Bay Rays, was the half game back. They're 5-1. Rays are going to be in Boston tonight, and they will take on a beleaguered Red Sox team. Again, obviously not above 500, but always looking at these certain statistics that might be able to give you a little window into where you can play certain matchups or look at certain series. The Rays have been phenomenal winners of wow. six in a row and nine of their last 10. They are plus 15 in the run differential, so nothing crazy, yet they are four games better in their actual record at 24-12 than their expected win-loss at 20-16. Now, that is all bolstered by a 14-4 record at Tropicana Field. They're just 10-8 on the road, so we'll see if that changes tonight. Wanted to give you a couple of player props that popped. You mentioned that Rangers and that Yankees game. There are a couple of guys mm-hmm. that are very much popping on the Opta AI player projections, and one of those is Evan Carter. One or more hits, runs, RBI, minus $1.53 right now. Opta AI projecting Evan Carter for two or more. Also in the total bases market, wouldn't go there from where Opta AI is. But Jose Caballero, remember, Anthony Volpe got optioned to AAA mm-hmm. in Scranton Wilkes-Barre when he got activated off his rehab because Caballero has been absolutely swinging it. Nice little spot here. Opta AI giving nearly a 20.5% edge on his hits, runs, RBI prop. Over one or one or more is minus $1.56 on DraftKings. Opta AI projecting him for at least 1.5. One other one that I would look for is Jacob Wilson out there with the Athletics in Philadelphia later on tonight. Opta AI has him rated very highly in the hits, runs, RBI market. Two or more at minus $1.18. They've got him, Dave, projected upwards of 2.5. You could go one of two ways here. I wouldn't advocate for the total bases. I'd stay with the hits, runs, RBI because you've got three different categories you can get in there. But that's mm-hmm. that's a pretty significant differential right there. And he has been hot. Last five games, he has hit at a 60% rate at two or more. The last 10, Dave, he's hit at a 70% rate or more. So looking at that matchup tonight, that's going to be JT Ginn against Andrew Painter. So Jacob Wilson might be a player prop you want to look at in the hits, runs, RBI market tonight.
You know, I've been watching the Royals like a hawk. Felt pretty good at the beginning of the week. Not so great at the end of the week with Noah Cameron having to skip a start. And then we saw Cole Reagans go out yesterday. We'll find out about his availability, if he's available in the near future or not. Slade Ciccone is going to be going today for the Guardians against Seth Lugo. Right now, the Royals are about $1.43 betting favorite. Look, it's early. This division's all bunched up. First to last is decided by 2.5 games. But it does feel like a rather important early game here for the Royals at home against the Guards.
Yeah, and I would say it could be a lower scoring affair, too. When you look at where some of the unders are, period, it has been Kansas City as a spot where you could definitely take advantage of that. Just as far as home games go, when you look at over-under records, they actually have been a little bit more to the over, but I actually like Seth Lugo in this point for some run prevention. The worry is Slade Ciccone has not been good whatsoever. So let's kind of see early on. I'm not necessarily looking at a first five, but I think the under nine, even at minus $1.02, is still a place to go. If you look at where Cleveland has actually been, one of the teams that you would look at to an under, it hasn't been there overall, just 12-10 to the over. So just a bit above 50%. But when they have been a dog on the road, they're just a game above on the over two at 7-6. I would much more look at Seth Lugo being able to continue mm-hmm. to dominate, but an overall under there, especially in a day game there on a getaway day, I think run suppression definitely going to be present there at Kauffman Stadium.
I mentioned the snow in Colorado. So it's going to be Christian Scott, Jose Quintana. This is supposed to be an off date for these teams. They're going to get this game in here. Total sitting at 11. Christian Scott, man, you can't walk guys here at Coors Field with that bandbox. If he limits the walks, could they be they're $1.56 betting favorite here, down to $1.45 right now. Is that a little bit too pricey for you at this point?
Boy, I don't have a real good feel on that one. As far as the total goes, you're looking at Colorado here in their last 10. They've actually had seven overs in their mm-hmm. last 10 at home. When they've been a home dog, same number there, 7-3 to the over. Let's see kind of what happens here, but weird weather patterns and weird scheduling quirks with the postponements. That's always tough on the old body clock, but no real feel there at Coors Field later on this afternoon.
Mets trying to get right. And remember, they got not a great series with the Rockies back home, trying to flip the script here on the road in Colorado. All right, when we come back, let's talk some puck. Chris Meany is going to join us next year. Always great to have Chris's perspective on the Stanley Cup playoffs right here on VSiN by the Books.